This is Portland Pilots Basketball on 910 ESPN Portland.
Back here at the Child Center, Pilots victorious on opening night, 86-36 over Willamette. Joining us now, our AAA player of the game, Wyatt Watson, brought to you by AAA Oregon. Keep life going. The redshirt freshman from Bellingham, Washington, out of Sehome High School last year, deciding to redshirt and having to run scout team all the time. Didn't get to travel with the team on all the games. How fulfilling and satisfying is this to get an opportunity here on opening night? 9 points, hit a couple of threes, three boards, got a block shot too. It's got to feel good.
Oh, yeah. It's a great feeling. I was telling the guys in the locker room before that we got to get up early. That way I can get a chance to go in. And they did that, and I got my chance.
So. Well, you hit that. You got in the first half, which I think might have even surprised you a little bit.
Yeah.
But the team came out, took care of business early.
Yep.
But when you hit that three, the bench went up, and it's always good to see. There were times last year things, you know, season didn't end in the best fashion, and a lot of frustration, a lot of finger pointing. But it seems like despite all the new guys coming together, you really spent a lot of time in the offseason getting to know one another, and that chemistry is there early on, and that's a really good sign. How did you guys kind of all come together, and who's been kind of the captains, the rally guys that you've rallied around so far this year?
I mean, it's just a great group of guys. I don't think there was a whole lot that needed to be done. We all kind of just bonded together naturally. So, you know, of course, the team captains, they played their part, but it all really happened naturally. So,
well, the team got off to a great start early. We saw Chase Adams come in, and I'm sure he'll be, you know, a lot of teams will look at him and think, why is there a high school kid on here? He's just 5'7", 150, and then they'll get out there and realize, I think he had three steals in the opening minutes. So how much fun has it been for him to come in, and what kind of energy does he bring to the group every day?
Oh, yeah, he's the definition of heart over height. So, you know, he comes and works every day, and you know, there's not a lot. His actions speak louder than words. So, you know.
Chatting here with Wyatt Watson, 9 points tonight, three boards and a block shot. Let everybody know, you know, walk on coming down here, academic scholarship to come to the University of Portland, to Sehome High School way up there in Bellingham. What was it about the University of Portland that you decided you wanted to come here first, and then the confidence to come and be a part of Terry Porter's program and walk on? Because it's a different sort of deal for the walk-on players, preferred walk-ons here. Not everything is handed to you kind of the way some of the scholarship guys come in. You got to earn everything that you get, and but by all signs, you're going to have some opportunities this year.
I don't know what to say. You know, I obviously chose this campus because it was beautiful and it's not too far from home. You know, I can have my parents come and see me all the time. And then, you know, being a walk-on, you got to work for everything. You know, you got to work twice as hard as everyone else. So, you know, I try and put in my time in the gym and hope it pays off.
Well, no question. That was evident tonight. And I think by the reaction of your teammates, they know how hard you are working, how much they appreciate it. And you hit some threes out there like that. And when coach sees that, you never know. We've got guys have been banged up as well throughout. So early on, we're taking on a USC team that's got a whole host of bigs.
Yep.
So you never know. We might see you down there in the bright lights of L.A.
We'll
at the Galen
see.
Center.
We'll see.
There you go, Wyatt Watson. Thanks so much for stopping by. Congratulations. And we look forward to seeing more of you throughout the season.
Thank you.
All right. We'll let Wyatt go get a shower. And then I think we're going to get assistant coach Tyler Geving joining us here. I'm going to give him a fresh headphones as we do a little engineering on the site. And we will plug in here for Coach Ben, or Coach Tyler. There he is. Thanks again to Wyatt Watson for joining us.
Great kid, isn't he?
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah, that was awesome to see him come in there tonight. And for a kid that redshirted all year last year and come in and knock down that three right away, that was exciting. And then how about the dunk at the end, the little finish? So
I know that got everybody up. Yeah, that first three in the first half, and you saw the whole bench explode.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to see. As we talk here with Tyler Geving, assistant coach, you know, it was a little dicey there with the start of the George Fox game. And, you know, you think you got an exhibition, you're bringing in a Division III team, you're supposed to roll them, and just a little cold, a little bit of nerves there from the group. And they understood when the tip went up tonight, we're not messing around, this one counts. And you saw everybody from the get-go doing their job and being on the same page.
Yeah, you know what? These games are hard. You know, I've coached in a lot of these games over my years, and it's you expect to be up 20 after the first 2 or 3 minutes, and if you're not, you start getting on edge a little bit. And I think that's kind of what happened the other night. You just, you know, we kind of just had to settle in a little bit. And but, yeah, you're right. Tonight the kids came out, good focus, good energy. We had a good practice yesterday, good shoot around today. And, you know, I think just after the way we played the other day and the way we came out, with this group, they responded extremely well.
Well, and got to be impressed. The true freshman getting a start in his collegiate debut, a point guard, Chase Adams, set the tone. He did it at the defensive end, credited with 3 steals there in the opening minutes, but he got his hand on seemingly every pass they were trying to make on the perimeter.
No, he does, and that's, you know, you kind of give him a little bit more freedom on the defensive end because he really is good at anticipating passes, passing lanes. Does a good job of pressuring the basketball, gets a lot of deflections, and he's a weapon there on the defensive end. And as you can see, once you get one of those, now you're in transition, you're going the other way, which results in easy baskets.
A lot of easy buckets tonight, 21 fast break points, and those were tough to come by for this team last season. If you can get those in transition, and not only can he get the deflection, but he can turn and go. And then when you've got Malcolm and JoJo or Isaiah White, Quincy Farabee, whoever it might be, even Taki, fill in the lanes. Guys can either spot up at the three-point line or if they've got an open lane, keep going.
Yeah, you know, the other thing I looked at tonight, too, afterwards, we had 22 assists on 32 makes. So that right there tells you we're playing unselfish. We're not afraid to share the basketball. And, you know, that's a good recipe for success because – going back to, not that you want to harp on last year, but we had way more turnovers than we did assists at the end of the year. And it doesn't matter who you're playing. You've got to be able to share the ball, make, you know, work for the easy shot. And obviously that's a good start tonight, 22-10.
Yeah, you get everybody in the scoring column, pretty even distribution of scoring. We saw the threes go down early on. JoJo hit a couple of big ones. I think that set everybody at ease. So, obviously, you're going to take 10 of 26 most nights, right around 40% is where you'd like to see it, considering everybody's still getting used to the new three-point line. If you can get 10 makes and be shooting around 40%, most coaches will take that.
Yeah, we'll take that. That's a good percentage right there. So, yeah, I mean, anytime you're, you know, we shot 49% as a team tonight, I mean, that's phenomenal. And that's with D going 2 for 7, who was 9 of 10 the other night.
Exactly.
He just probably needed to slow down a little bit on a couple of those, got going a little too quick. But, great offensive performance for us tonight.
Well, nobody played over 30 minutes, so that was good because we got then the quick three games in 6 days to start the season. A little different task coming up Friday night against USC. Big physical. They got the number 6 rated incoming freshman class. They will shoot threes down there in the Galen Center, Hollywood. So it'll be a little wake-up call for them. But all good thoughts, all positive momentum. That's why you schedule a game like Willamette to start the season before you go to USC. So the guys are feeling good. And more importantly, like you said, all on the same page. Those assists, guys are helping one another, clapping. What do you carry forward and looking ahead to USC a little bit? What's obviously step up in class
and
talent?
Yeah, I think the first thing that kind of stands out a little bit on a negative is we did give up 15 offensive rebounds tonight at – and, you know, not to take anything away from Willamette, they did a great job with their Division III team with their tallest guy being 6'6", 6'7", and next guy at 6'4", 6'3". So that's a little alarming that these next two games, we need to do a good job of rebounding the basketball, putting bodies on our opponent. And crazy thing is we do it every day in practice. Now we got to carry it over to a game. And as we all know, rebounding's, you know, toughness, being physical, pursuing the basketball. So I think that's one thing that we got to clean up in a hurry come Friday.
Well, coach still wants something in a 50-point win to point to on the field.
You bet.
Your coaches, you can't go, there's nothing to critique here. You won by 50. Let's move on.
Yeah, no, exactly. But, but you got to coach that, and we got to get better at that. And, you know, we shouldn't be +1 on the glass tonight. I need to be +10, 12.
I know these last two games playing a lot of the small lineups, so we haven't had too much opportunity to get bigs. Now, USC can put a lot of bigs out there. Concerned, we didn't see Hugh tonight. I know he kind of took a shot around the nose or the eye, kept him out for precautionary reasons. I don't know if you've got the initial prognosis on if he's going to be able to make
back,
the trip or not.
Yeah, hopefully get him back. If not, then you know what? Next guy up, you know. I mean, Wyatt might have to step on in, and Cody gave us a few minutes, and you know D's gonna have to stay out of foul trouble. But you know we've kind of liked a smaller lineup a little bit. I think you can spread people out, and
well, and a nice surprise. What a difference a season makes and health makes for Jacob Tryon, coming out leading scorer in the first half, but 13 points, 5 boards, 2 blocks, 2 assists, hit his 3, working down low. And he'll be somebody, you know, going up against Rakosevich, essentially. He can step out as well as go down low. That might be a matchup we see on Friday night.
Well, that's the thing I was just going to say with Jacob. We kind of spread you out a little bit, and then the other team's 5-man gets away from the basket. He picks and pops. He can set on balls out of that. So he does a lot of good things on the perimeter, which opens up driving lanes for our other guys. So, yeah, it's nice to have him out there, and you're right. It's nice to be healthy. You know, he just – got hurt early on. He just couldn't get it going last year. You fall into that cycle a little bit where nothing's going your way. So now that he's healthy, he's a weapon out there.
And we saw Isaiah White, who we didn't get to see against George Fox. He had rolled his ankle in practice. Ankle looked fine on
just fine on that baseline. So I think everybody said, how's your ankle? It looked pretty good when he drove baseline and dunked it on the guy. So, yeah, we need him out there. He needed to play tonight. You can't sit on the sideline for 2 weeks and think your first game is going to go out against USC just light it up. I mean, you saw his first shot tonight. He was pressing. He came out and it was a 25-footer that went 20 feet. So, but no, he's a good player, and obviously he needed to play tonight. And yeah, his ankle's fine.
Just about as we mentioned, still a couple of things to look at in film and clean up, but for an opener, considering everything, the way the season ended last year, I don't think you could have asked for a better start to the season.
Yeah, it was a great start, and proud of the guys, and they are working hard. They're coachable. It's a good group, and yeah, we just got to stick with it one game at a time.
Assistant Coach Tyler Geving, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.